Now, True Detective Mysteries. In cooperation with the editor of True Detective Magazine and the Mutual Broadcasting System, True Detective Mysteries, brought to you by X-Lax, America's largest selling laxative.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, $1,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the capture of a dangerous criminal. A complete description will be given later on this True Detective Mystery, which follows in a moment.
Right now, as you're listening to this program, suppose you heard the wailing of an air raid siren. Would you know what to do? Is there time to evacuate, or do you head to the nearest shelter? In order to protect yourself and your family, you must know what the air alert signals mean. Civil defense sirens have two types of warning. One is the alert signal, a steady blast of 3 to 5 minutes. This means to evacuate in cities having evacuation plans. In cities without evacuation plans, the alert signal means to stand by your radio for further instructions. When you hear the signal, do not use your telephone. Instead, tune to the Conelrad frequencies of 640 or 1240 on your standard AM radio. Conelrad broadcasts will give you the necessary instructions for evacuation or other action ordered by your local civil defense authorities. The take cover signal, a wailing tone or series of short blasts lasting 3 minutes, means just what it says. Take cover fast, for attack is imminent. Now you must make the best available shelter and stay there until civil defense officials tell you when it's safe to come out. This message is brought to you as a public service. Now the voice of the editor of True Detective Magazine.
The case history you are about to hear is the actual report of an actual crime. Office of Police Chief Herman Hillary, Chief of Townsend Township. Chief Hillary, for the moment, a very confused man.
Just a minute.
It's my wife.
One at a time. Let's get this straight. You won't crowd in. Ask
my wife.
What's your name?
Everett Lippert.
These fellows with you?
Yes, sir. We're friends. He was so nervous.
What about your wife?
She's been missing.
Yeah?
3 days now.
You a local boy?
I am, yes, sir. All my life. I work nights over to the cannery. So'd my Nellie, my wife. I never been in trouble, Chief.
Mm-hmm.
On the afternoon of the 11th, Chief, Nellie, well, before that, some folks, like my family, they maybe felt when I married Nellie, she's too restless, maybe, because I tend on the quiet side, and maybe too fun-loving. That's all, and only compared to me. But up to that afternoon, that was the 11th, Chief, she did appear all right. We were happy.
Well, sit down. Find chairs.
Yes, sir.
Well, just don't keep tossing your butt ashes on my office rug.
Sorry, Chief.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Everett, you say?
Yes, sir. Everett Lippert.
Age?
I'm going on 25.
Address?
I rent right over the post office in Townsend.
Mm-hmm. Well, go on.
Well, on that afternoon, the 11th, that's 3 days back, I went to bed about 4.
It's not bedtime. Oh, you said you worked the night shift.
Just for a short nap. Yes, sir, before work. When I woke up a couple hours later, she wasn't there. I wasn't too upset at the time, feeling, I guess I did, that she'd left early to do some shopping before she went on to her job. But when I got to work, Nellie, she wasn't there. She wasn't back home when I got back.
How do you explain that?
She just disappeared.
Without saying a word, leaving a note?
How it appears, sir. It's like a bad dream that don't end, even after you wake up.
Not like Nellie at all.
No. She was a good girl.
My friends, the boys here, they all know Nell. Not like her. She was raised better than that. Me and the boys here, we checked everybody we know all around. No one's seen her. No one's even had a word of talk with her since last Thursday night.
Not all you accomplished by private investigating is let the trail grow cold. Why didn't you come to me? Made my job twice as hard. Well, stay here while I send out a statewide, and I want you to take me to your apartment.
Mrs. Nellie Lippert, described as attractive, brunette, 19, apartment of the Lipperts now, directly over the substation post office.
Well, you've been through these closets and bureau drawers.
Cat, I don't know.
Young people like you two live in such close quarters, no kids, no distractions. You don't have any idea what your wife might have been wearing?
Well, you see, sir, she just bought some new clothes. She might have worn an outfit I've never seen.
What about shoes?
That's funny, too. As far as I can tell, the only shoes that are missing is a pair she bought over to the highway strip last month. They were wrong for her, she said, and she was planning to give the bargain away. Hurt her feet.
What you tell me looks like she went off the spur of the moment. Well, keep in touch, and give me a list of relatives and friends.
Investigation turned now to other channels. All of Nellie's co-workers at the cannery interviewed, questioned, each specifically regarding their last talks with the missing pretty young brunette. most remembering nothing of importance. Then suddenly a tentative lead volunteered by another cannery shipping room employee, a Miss D, who'd always worked beside Nellie. From Miss D, this charged statement as follows. She was always dreaming about living in Chicago or San Fran or even the big one, New York. She liked to have fun and go dancing and things like that. Around here, dancing, any kind of intelligent fun's a dying art, particularly when you have to, like she did, work nights. Asked if Nellie had ever mentioned another man, Miss D replied, quote, "No, girls don't tell other girls things like that, not when they're married," unquote. A girl resembling, seen boarding a westbound bus. Someone else certainly had seen Nellie working as a waitress in a one-arm joint in Boston. Other people, positive, they'd seen her at a track in Maryland. Leads narrowed down, washed out. Next, a young woman of great attractiveness seen hitchhiking a lift from an overland truck driver outside Highway 5 and Route 33J intersection, the night of the 10th. The trailer truck described, hunt for it and driver on. Driver found.
Of course I deny. What do you mean I picked up a girl at 33J and 5? Sure, I stop in the Crossroad Diner. That's a truck stop. What are you trying to do? Me with a family? Cost me my job?
Back to True Detective Mysteries in just a moment. You probably know what you're doing every minute you drive, but do the other drivers know what your plans are? In other words, do you signal your intentions to other drivers every time you want to turn, stop, or do anything else that might not be expected of you? Now, the law says you must. Your own common sense must tell you you should. Most cars today are equipped with mechanical turn signals. Use them, but be sure to use them correctly. If you use a turn signal for indicating your direction at a fork in the road, and you should, remember that the turn may be so gradual that the signal will not turn itself off, as many do after a 90-degree turn. Be sure your signal is off after it has served its purpose. There is probably nothing more frustrating and dangerous than following a car with turn signals flashing away and the driver blithely driving straight ahead. The National Safety Council urges every driver to use his turn signals correctly, safely, at every turn. This message is brought to you as a public service. Now again, the editor of True Detective magazine.
Questioning of the indignant truck driver continuing.
Quite the ladies' man.
What do you mean by that, Craig?
Now look, friend, the smartest thing you can do for yourself right now is to assume I know at least as much about life as maybe you do.
I still don't know what you mean by that.
Meaning we know you've stopped to pick up women with your trailer truck?
Traps. Oh. Well, on a cold night sometime, sure. Somebody to talk to.
Meaning we know you picked up a young woman outside the Crossroads Diner. Asked her inside, bought her a blue plate dinner.
What a truck, and it's a big truck stop. Awful popular with us guys.
What's her name?
It's a mistake.
What's her name?
You're gonna mess me up. All around, aren't you? Yeah. I wrote on the back here. There's a name and address. I have a date with her tomorrow night.
We'll keep that.
The address, a street corner. The date indeed kept by Police Chief Hillary. The girl, a vivid redhead, definitely not Nellie Lippert. The redhead admitting she herself had been the mysterious girl seen riding with the truckee on the night in question. Investigation grinding to a full stop, dead end. District Attorney Charles P. Pines, interesting himself in the case now. Pines office.
Well, you lead, Chief. Early clues, eh?
What bothers me?
From what I understand, this Nellie Lippert's disappeared completely.
Too completely. In my mind, what do you want, a match? Yeah. It means only one thing.
Your mind usually runs that way.
You coming into this case to heckle me? She was murdered. If she was living, there'd be bound to be some trace of her.
Figures.
Another thing. While it's true enough she might have walked out on her husband without a word, how about her folks?
Were they close? It's a point.
One of those families that liked each other.
No, she couldn't very well have dropped them word if she was dead, no.
Some kind of word.
How old is she, 19?
Kid. Restless, the word I get back on her. But on the energy side.
Full of life.
Liked to dance, innocent fun. Yeah, there was a world outside.
Suppose it was murder. Any ideas who did it?
Mm-hmm, I have.
Anything definite for us to go on?
No.
We can't, you know that, charge anyone in this state without proof such a crime was committed first. I'd advise you to walk easy there.
Several days later, Chief Herman Hillary, learning something that caused him to disregard District Attorney Pine's advice. The Lippert apartment now.
How come you're quitting your cannery job, Everett?
Well...
Bad memories?
Yes, sir. Getting away from it all. The Air Force is looking for a man. I might just as well.
I'm all for being patriotic.
How'd you know I quit?
Payroll clerk. You also told me you not only picked up your own paycheck, but the check that was still due your wife. Hers was about $100.
Was I supposed to donate it to some charity? No, I mean, I'm down, Chief. Real down about Nellie being gone. You're not supposed to be pushing me down some more. You're supposed to find her, isn't that right?
You're supposed to cooperate.
Well, I will. I have.
How about taking a lie detector test, It'll clear you of any shadow of doubt.
I'm afraid not.
Once and for all.
Since Nellie's disappearance, I'm real down. Nerves shot to pieces. I'm afraid I'd be too nervous for the machine to give any accurate result.
All right.
Weeks now, weeks, months, search for Nellie Lippert, age 19, pretty, restless, and well-liked, continued. No luck. Authorities receiving word that Everett Lippert has indeed enlisted. Conference after conference between Chief Hillary and District Attorney Pines.
Miss Lippert seems on the level, Pines. If she was murdered and he did it, I doubt he'd enlist. He'd more than likely skip out of sight completely. Not put himself in a spot where we can keep close tabs on him. At no cost, no effort to us.
Maybe you're right.
Weeks, more weeks now, pressure of other police work, but Chief and District Attorney not forgetting, both increasingly upset by the continuing mystery of Nellie's whereabouts. Then, from two woodsmen out for deer, from their excited phone call...
Chief, Gobby Harris, you know, from the lodge. Ned and me, we was out on a shoot, and we come upon this mound of earth. It's a rectangle-like on the old kennel property.
Yeah,
Ned and me, we're taken with a look of it. We took a stick, scratched some of the loose dirt away. There's a toenail. Red painted toenail sticking up out of the dirt. And we cleared a foot and a leg wrapped in a sheet. The Nellie Lippert girl.
Back to True Detective Mysteries in just a moment. Now, the easiest way to save is better than ever. That's right. The United States savings bonds you get through your payroll savings plan pay a higher interest faster. Yes, Series E bonds pay a higher interest than ever before. Savings bonds reach maturity faster, too, in only 8 years and 11 months. Now, this means that redemption values are higher, especially during the earlier years. Now, you will appreciate the new size of savings bonds, too. They're smaller, in convenient punch card form that stores easily in any safe deposit box. For the best way to save for any goal, join the payroll savings plan. Talk to the payroll plan people where you work before next payday. And then sign up. Buy improved United States savings bonds. The best buy today. This message is brought to you as a public service. Now again, the editor of True Detective magazine.
The woods now, the dirt dug, the body brought up, up from a shallow grave, the body wrapped in what was left of a cotton bedsheet, body identified.
No question. Nellie Lippert. All right, Coroner. Pines, one of you men, go get District Attorney Pines.
Men spread like buckshot throughout the surrounding woods. Pines arriving, coroner completing preliminary. His report as follows, quote, no wounds, no bruises, pre-autopsy, unable to determine cause of death. It might have been suffocation or it might have been poison. Yes, her ankles were tied with this frayed bit of rope. One thing certain, murder, cold-blooded, unquote. Photographs taken, body removed.
Wrap it up, men. Come on to my office, Pines.
Chief Hillary's office now.
Notify? Of course, I'll do more than notify. I just don't want to notify Everett Lippert. I want to bring him back.
Then what charge?
I'm not sure. I'm not too sure now that the body's been found that he's the innocent husband. She was supposed to have walked out on him while he was asleep, right? It was a bitter night. She disappeared the way we found her, with practically what little she had on. There's only one man who could have carried her out.
Everett Lippert. All right. Suppose he insists someone who picked her up did the job. Yeah, we better wait till we've got a stronger case, Herman. You need evidence, Herman, before you put that call through to bring him back from the military service.
Only new evidence can come from the coroner. We're weak on laboratory around here.
Give me the phone. I'll get you the state police technicians, all you need, right down.
State police technicians rush, starting lab work on the remnants of the bedsheet, on the bits of frayed rope. Their reports in, teletype now to Oklahoma, to the sheriff nearest Everett Lippert's military base. This cooperating sheriff asks to pick up and hold, while a formal warrant is flown. Everett Lippert, demanding to talk to Chief Hillary via long-distance telephone.
I'm innocent, Chief. I told you
Lippert,
that.
Lippert, you've got to come back.
I'm doing good here. I don't want to see any dead body.
Sheriff Carter will have a warrant in his hands in 3 hours. You're coming back for inquest.
Got somebody else. Her folks, they'll identify her.
Her mother already did.
I'm not... I got rights. I'll fight you.
The warrant is for murder. This is costing money. You'll be brought to my office right from our airport.
Suspicion, suspicion. That's all I got out of you ever since you started this.
More than suspicion now. Yeah, look.
Oh, well, I know about laboratory reports. That's all these are.
A decomposed cotton bed sheet from your apartment. Report from the trunk of your car.
Oh.
That car you sold is still on the dealer's lot.
Suspicion.
I want you to see how she looked when we took her out of the ground.
Huh? Yeah. Put that picture away. Yeah, I did it. I killed her. We had a quarrel. That's what started it. It was on a Wednesday, I remember. Nell, she kept talking about a dance she wanted to go to on Saturday night. I didn't want to go. Didn't want to go. We kept chewing about it, and finally she told me she told me she was going anyway. I would dance with anybody and everybody there. I shocked her. I shocked her on the jaw. Must have knocked her out. I don't know. I must have lost my head. Then I stuffed a tea towel in her mouth. Got a bath towel. Choked her until she stopped that heavy breathing. I tied her. Tied her hands. I tied her feet. I don't know why she was dead. I remember now. Her body. I lived there with her body 24 hours. Then I took her as she was. Dressed as she was out in the moonlight. It's cold. To a woody place. That place where you found her. The old kennel place. The ground was cold, and there were roots. All I could dig was 10 inches. And that was not enough. I put some dirt on top. I guess that's how they come. They, well, you know, found her so easy. Then I went home, washed. Sun up, I went over to her folks. I guess I looked calm. They didn't catch on. When I asked them if they'd seen her.
They say you ate breakfast with them.
Did I?
Hardy.
Did I now?
Formally charged, bound over, Everett Lippert pleaded guilty on the 19th of the month to the towel strangling of Nellie Lippert, his 19-year-old wife. Except for the use of fictitious names and places, this has been a real story of a real crime, solved by real people with a real criminal brought to justice. But be on the alert. A vicious criminal is at large and may be in your neighborhood. As editor of True Detective Magazine, I offer $1,000 reward for information leading to the capture of Eugene F. Newman, 1 month from the date of this broadcast and as a direct result of listening to this broadcast. But first...
I have a message of very great importance for all you men and women who are my age. I want you to tell your mommy that when you're troubled with irregularity, you have her give you X-Lax, the
That's chocolated, honey.
Yes, that's right. You tell them.
Well, mothers, when your youngsters need a laxative, X-Lax does help them toward their normal regularity. Does it gently, overnight. You just give them pleasant-tasting, chocolated X-Lax. Taken at bedtime, X-Lax won't disturb their sleep. Next morning, they're well on their way toward their normal regularity. And X-Lax doesn't rob their systems of the vital nutrition so necessary to their growth and health. You can get X-Lax in 15, 37, and 79-cent sizes. Remember, X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity. That's X-Lax.
And now, here are the details regarding the wanted criminal. Eugene F. Newman is wanted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation on charges of unlawful flight to avoid prosecution from Buffalo, New York. Eugene F. Newman is 32 years old, 5 feet 8 inches tall, weighs 170 to 180 pounds, and is of medium build. He has blue eyes and blonde hair. Born in Brooklyn, New York, this fugitive has many distinguishing markings. A 1-inch scar on the outside of his right eye, 2 small scars in the center of his left cheek, a birthmark on the upper part of his left arm, and a mole on his left index finger. Tattoos include the name Danny and a heart on the outside of his right forearm and the number 13 in a dotted circle on the back of his left hand at the base of the thumb. If located, notify Director J. Edgar Hoover, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Washington, D.C. Do not call your local radio station, but notify Director J. Edgar Hoover, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Washington, D.C. Then get in touch with the editor of True Detective for the $1,000 reward.
True Detective Mysteries has been brought to you by Chocolated X-Lax, America's largest selling laxative. For another detailed account of a bizarre case, read The Bride in the Lake in the current issue of True Detective magazine. Accidents seemed to pursue Wilmer Evans and his bride of 6 weeks, but he always seemed to escape uninjured. Finally, a car accident resulted in his wife's death, but Wilmer again escaped injury. It was revealed that Mrs. Evans had confided to a friend that she was afraid of her husband. He is being held for murder. Read this startling case in True Detective magazine. And for more interesting reading, don't miss The Art of Managing a Ball Club by Chuck Dressen in Sport magazine, now at your newsstand. Fair warning, you may not like this next minute. It may bother your conscience because it's about polio shots. Now here we are with polio vaccine available to us, a godsend discovery. It gives maximum protection against one of the world's most terrible diseases. And yet, there are literally millions of families who just haven't bothered to get their 3 shots. Why? What in the world can be stopping them? The shots work, the shots are available, and they're easy to get. All you have to do is call your doctor or local health authorities to find out where. Next summer and the next polio season will be here before you know it. That's why this message is so brutally frank. When polio strikes, it strikes blindly. The whole family is vulnerable. Now, you may have been lucky in summers past, many of us have, but don't press it. Don't press your luck another summer. Remember, it takes 8 months to become protected against polio. So get your polio shots right now for the whole family. Be a responsible member of this community. Call your doctor or local health authorities. Thank you. True Detective Mysteries is written, directed, and produced by Peter Irving. The part of the editor is portrayed by John Griggs. Also heard were Kermit Murdoch and James Stevens. This is Ed Ladd speaking.